Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. Hi there, friend. Today we're diving into a crucial topic, and that is customer onboarding. So whether you're selling products or services, creating a smooth onboarding process is essential. It sets the stage for long-term success. I'm your host, BK. I'm happy for you to join me today as we share some ideas on how to craft an exceptional onboarding experience for your clients or customers. My number one tip here is to personalize the onboarding experience. You want to tailor your onboarding process to each individual customer's needs, preferences, and goals. Whether you're welcoming new product users or coaching clients, personalization shows that you value their unique journey and are committed to them and their success with your product or service. We want to set clear expectations from the start. So communicate what they can expect during the onboarding process. Include timelines, milestones, deliverables, and this helps manage expectations and reduce confusion and uncertainty during the whole process. This next point might be it's very dependent on the type of business that you have and what you are offering, but if it makes sense for you, then you can provide comprehensive training and resources. So offer tutorials, guides, or video walkthroughs to help customers get up to speed quickly and confidently. For example, when I had my jewelry business, I would include guides on how best to take care of the jewelry pieces so that they last a long time before they needed professional maintenance. For service-based businesses like coaching or consulting, consider providing welcome packets, onboarding calls, or access to online learning platforms to support their learning journey. Another thing you can do is to promote open communication and feedback throughout the onboarding process. So you encourage customers to ask questions, share their concerns, and to provide feedback on their experience. This not only helps address any issues or challenges early on, but also strengthens the relationships by demonstrating your hands-on commitment to their success. For service-based businesses like coaches, consultants, or even freelancers, the onboarding process may look slightly different from a product-based business. So here are some additional tips specifically tailored for service-based onboarding. First, conduct a thorough discovery session. Take the time to understand your client's goals, challenges, and expectations before diving into work. This is going to set a solid foundation for your collaboration and ensures that you are both aligned on objectives from the very start. Second, define clear deliverables and milestones. Outline the scope of work, the project timeline, and the expected outcomes in a detailed contract or agreement. This will help manage client expectations and provide clarity on what will be delivered during the engagement. And third, provide ongoing support and guidance. Be proactive in providing support, guidance throughout the engagement. Schedule regular check-ins, offer resources or tools to support their progress, and be available to address any questions or concerns that might arise during you working together. So building and implementing an effective customer onboarding process starts with mapping out your customer journey. Identify key touch points and interactions that occur from the moment the customer signs up or makes a purchase to when they become fully onboarded and engaged with your product or your service. So identify what support or information they will need at which point and proactively make sure that is provided for. Next, you want to design and automate as much of the onboarding process as possible. Use tools like email automation. Use your CRM software, your project management platform to streamline communication, to deliver resources, and then to track your progress as you go along. Automation helps you stay consistent and efficient in your client onboarding, even as your business scales. Once your onboarding process is in place, continuously evaluate and optimize it based on your customer feedback, your performance, and your performance metrics. Ask for feedback from your customers about their onboarding experience specifically, and use that feedback to identify areas for improvement and make those necessary adjustments. So when you think about the importance of this system, one of the things that you will see is that it will help you achieve a positive customer experience, which can lead to increased satisfaction, retention, and loyalty. It also helps reduce churn. It minimizes support inquiries and maximizes the lifetime value of your customers. So, crafting an exceptional customer onboarding process is essential for laying the foundation for that long-term success in your business. By personalizing the experience, implementing those best practices of being clear on the expectations, providing the information that your customer will need by knowing what their journey is and making sure that at each touch point, they have the information they need before they even ask for it. And providing that ongoing support and having open communication, you can create a seamless onboarding journey that delights your customers and sets you apart from others in your industry. Thank you for tuning in today. Until we chat again tomorrow, keep delighting your customers with a well-crafted, intentional onboarding system which delights with every step of their journey. Bye for now.